There is only one mind. The real meaning are of one kind is of one mind or will. When the will of the Sonship and the Father are one, their perfect accord is heaven. God commended his spirit to you, and asks that you commend yours to him. He wills to keep it in perfect peace because you are of one mind and spirit with him. To be of one mind is meaningful, but to be of one body is meaningless. You are of one mind, and that mind is yours. The biblical injunction be of one mind is the statement for revelation readiness. When you limit yourself, you are not of one mind, and that is sickness. But sickness is not of the body, but of the mind. All forms of dysfunction are merely signs that the mind has split, and does not accept a unified purpose. There are no strange images in the mind of God, and what is not in his mind cannot be in yours, because you are of one mind, and that mind belongs to him. It is yours because it belongs to him, for ownership is sharing to him. And if it is so for him, it is so for you. The power of one mind can shine into another, because all the lamps of God were lit by the same spark. It is everywhere and it is eternal. God asks for your forgiveness. He would have no separation, like an alien will, rise between what he wills for you, and what you will. They are the same, for neither one wills specialness. How could they will the death of love itself? Yet they are powerless to make attack upon illusions. They are not bodies, as one mind they wait for all illusions to be brought to them, and left behind. You must learn to change your mind about your mind. Only by this can you learn that it is changeless. Your mind, which is the mind of God, is changeless. Your mind is capable of creating worlds, but it can also deny what it creates, because it is free. The mind is a very powerful creator, and it never loses its creative force. It never sleeps. Every instant it is creating, and always as you will. You are the light of the world. Rest does not come from sleeping, but from waking. The Holy Spirit is the call to awake and be glad. The ego is legion, but the Holy Spirit is one. No darkness abides anywhere in the kingdom, but in so your part is only to allow no darkness to abide in your own mind. This alignment with light is unlimited, because it is in alignment with the light of the world. Each of us is the light of the world, and by joining our minds in this light, we proclaim the kingdom of God together and is one. See only this mind everywhere, because only this is everywhere and in everything. It is everything, because it encompasses all things within itself. Blessed are you who perceive only this, because you perceive only what is true.